Good morning, Raven fans. It's Songlines today with your hostess, Sherry. And today, I have some special guests with me. I've got the Balkan Conspirators, Mike Lippman, Rich Phillips, and also thank you, Debbie Levesque. I hope I don't stumble around too much, but might be inevitable. So they're going to be setting up and ready to play. I'm really excited about having some live music, and I hope you are too. So of course, this is the week where we have our spring drive. And if you've been listening to the radio, I know you're already aware of that. Been doing a silent drive now for a while. And now we're going to be here actively asking for calls and donations to help support this program and all the programs on Raven that we all listen to and love. So to start off with here, I have the Tariff to Heydukes with Carolina, and we're just going to listen to them while we get set up here.
Fuck. șifonierul și n-am mai rezistat, și n-am mai rezistat, și n-am mai rezistat. Și la ea am strigat, păi șmecherito, păi haladito, păi șmecherito, haladito, nesimțito. Și-am băgat-o în dormitor și venea să o omor, stripti să dezbrăca, pe mine se urca. Cum o toare verticale și figuri paranormale, opturi supranaturale, opturi supranaturale. De spate mă mușca, nu știam ce mai vroia, rău mă dispera, mă gândi la ușor și venea ca să mor.
Oh, 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 oh piton et la rouelle. Oosta, oosta, oosta. Oosta, oosta, oosta. Bébé de Tchani. Voilà ma grippe, Tchani.
Well, we were just listening to Goran Brevovic, who is from Bosnia and Herzegovina, playing Dudu. And prior to that, the Warsaw Village Band from Warsaw with Hasidic dance. And we started off with Carolina, Tarif de Haiduks from Romania. So I have here in the studio with me the the Balkan conspirators, yes. Is that right? Yes. Of course, I remember everybody from a different name when I used to play with Mike Littman.
You were a band member.
And I was a band member. I'm an ex-band member now.
We're still trying to get
now.
You back, Sherry.
I know. I still think about it, too. Actually, just have to sit down and practice. That's right. What it takes. It takes practice.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's see, I'll introduce everybody. We have Mike Littman on accordion and Debbie Levesque on fiddle, violin, and Rich Phillips on bass today. And there's a couple members that aren't present, Gene Stolberg and Coral Pendel sit in with you guys. So
yeah, we miss them.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we could fit two more people in here if we had to. So,
maybe we can coax Gene down.
Yeah, there you go. That would be great. Well, I hope she's listening. Yeah. I hope Coral's listening. I hope a lot of people are listening because that's what we're here for. We're here to raise some money. And so all you guys out there listening to this program today, I hope that you will pick up the phone if you haven't already and contribute to this great radio station that we all love and depend on. And so it's kind of special to have live music here in the studio. And I don't know, Enrique, you want to... Oh, I also have Enrique De La Rosa in the studio with me. He's going to help do a little pitching.
Yes. And,
all right. So do you have anything to say?
Well, I'm the community journalism fellow here, and I've really appreciated Raven Radio for enabling me to talk to really interesting people. Just a few weeks ago, I interviewed everyone here from the Balkan Conspirators, and I have to say it's really great that I can go out there as a journalist and talk to people doing interesting work, but Raven Radio really brings that to everyone, and it allows you, the listener, to hear what people like the Balkan Conspirators are doing and the great art that they perform week to week. So if you believe in the work that we do, please call 747-5877 and show your support.
All right. Well, maybe without further ado, we'll listen to what you guys have lined up for us. So what's first, Mike?
Well, we are going to play a lot of waltzes today.
Oh.
And our first tune is Ivushka. It's a Russian waltz.
All right. So probably most people out there are familiar with you guys, but your music primarily comes from, well, of course, the Balkans, but... Middle European, Eastern European.
That's right.
Areas.
Yes.
Yeah.
We know a few Russian tunes, a few klezmer tunes, some Serbian and Macedonia and Bulgarian tunes, and we even play one or two tunes from South America.
Oh. Well, I hope maybe you'll include that today.
Should we try Ivushka?
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounded great.
Well,
so,
thank you.
How often do you guys play these days? You practice? I'm sure you practice regularly.
We try to get together once a week for practice.
Yeah.
And we play downstairs at the Beak every couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks, yeah.
The Pioneer Home?
Play at the Pioneer Home. Yep. Our best audience.
You might even call them a captive audience,
right?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Well, I think we might have a captive audience, too. And if you're one of those people out there listening today, don't be shy. Pick up your phone and show your appreciation for the Balkan Conspirators, this program, Songlines, the news programs. We have Enrique here, who's our new news fellow. And, yeah, any number of programs here that I know everybody's got their favorite, so...
Yeah, and some of the music program, I'm part of the news team, but some of the music programming is definitely my favorite thing about Raven Radio, and not just the music that it brings us from all parts of the world, but local music and music curated by our neighbors and our friends, members from our community. That's what's so great about Raven Radio. It's a reflection of our community here and our... And the creativity in our community. If you believe in that creativity, please call 747-5877 and show your appreciation with a contribution. If you contribute $60, you'll get this neat little magnet with a Raven to show your support for Raven Radio and everything that all the art that comes through this space.
Yes, well, Raven's a great community platform, and if you have a genre of music that you love or things that you would like to hear on the radio, like Enrique said, this is a community radio, and you can call, talk to our program director, talk to anybody here, and ideas and volunteerism is welcome. You know, we have people answering phones right now, waiting to take your pledge. And we always need new people to come and do programs, music that they would love to hear on the radio, and things that interest them that they can pass on to community members. So I think we should get back to a little bit more music to encourage, yeah, encourage people to call. 747-5877 is the number. And what's up next, Mike?
Well, we could play a tune called Poppy Rosen, which is a klezmer tune. It's a song about a poor little girl selling cigarettes on the street to get by. And it's a beautiful tune. Here we go. Thank you.
just like that.
Sounded great.
You need to be clapping your phones together like this.
Yeah, right?
Make some calls.
The clappy, clap, clap, the clappy clap. Nap. I don't doubt they don't have one out there. Must be an app for everything.
Oh, that's right. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any apps, though, for becoming a member of Raven. I think, actually, you have to pick up your phone and give us a call. Let us know how you're enjoying this program, what Raven means to you, what programs are your favorite. You know, every little bit helps. No amount is too small. No amount.
Yeah, and there might not be an app for people to give, but it's incredibly easy to do. You can go to kcaw.org and click the donate button and show us your support. But you can also just walk in with your contribution. And that's one of my favorite things about working at Raven Radio, is that it's a real community space where people don't just tune in and listen to our music content or our news content, but they come in here and really make Raven Radio a community space where they gather, they share their love for music, and they share their love for Raven Radio. So if that includes you, please call 747-5877 and show your support today.
And we have a list of thank you gifts. I think you went through that earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I went through my favorite one,
which is,
and that's the little fridge magnet. My family loves to collect fridge magnets, so this is one that really I was really drawn to. If you give $60 for a one-time gift, you get a neat little blue fridge magnet with Raven Radio written on it, and Raven.
Is that new this year? Or?
That's new this year.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a fridge magnet yet.
And that's the same as just $5 a month, which is an easy contribution to do. It's the cost of a cup of coffee. Some of the other gifts are also great. $120 for a tote bag featuring the Raven Radio logo. We also have an embroidered beanie for the same contribution amount, and a limited edition mug for $150.
And so all these contributions can be broken down into monthly payments. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can't afford any of this in one big chunk, maybe just a few dollars every month would work for you. So, like Enrique said, there's many ways to contribute. I always think about calling because, you know, I'm 60-something now. I don't think about the computer. except I always do my playlists on the computer. But, you know, in terms of communicating that way, so you can go online at kcaw.org. And, or as Enrique said, just come on up and give us a visit. It's always kind of high energy around here this time of year when we're actively pitching for support for our station here, our community station. And, you know, you guys don't want to listen to me talk this whole time. We're here to listen to some really good and local music. How long has this been going on, Mike? How long has the band been together originally?
I think I first started playing with Nan Meteshvili and you maybe 1998.
Yeah.
That's
20
years
like
ago.
20 years ago.
It's hard to
believe
20
years ago. Yeah. It just seems like a lot of time. I know. I was trying to figure out actually how long I've been doing song lines, and I think it's been about 20 years. I took over for Nan. She asked me to fill in for her spot here on Songlines. I believe it was when she moved to Haines. That seems like the natural break. Yeah, Rich agrees that that's when it was.
I wasn't here then, but I agree.
Well, you came along right about that time.
I think you started playing with us right from the beginning.
Right. Yeah. Rich and I used to get together and
play the wrong notes together.
And we were keeping up the tradition.
It's a tradition. It's ingrained.
No matter, it still sounds great. So, all right, well, shall we listen to another piece? You guys ready to play?
Sure, we could do something one more.
Else? Oh, well, you're going to do more than just one more. I hope.
You can't get out, Mike. You're in the corner.
you guys don't get to leave until noon.
You're done, son. Well, I said we were going to play some waltzes. And this next tune is a hora. A hora is a Jewish waltz or a klezmer waltz. And the beat is three beats to the measure, but the second beat is silent. So it gives these songs a real distinctive sound. As you'll hear here in a minute.
That's why it's kind of like a limp, right?
I call it the chicken song.
The
broken wing chicken song.
Yeah, kind of like
Limping waltz. Yeah. A limping waltz is a common name for it. And then we're going to play a bulgar, which is a faster dance. So you'll be able to hear the same melody first played as a hora and then played as a bulgar. Something.
Well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
we're bleeding.
We
here.
Actually, yeah, we have a goal. We have a goal. The program's done at noon. We have a goal of $2,000 to raise. So, you guys out there, can help us to attain that goal. And we have a couple of people to thank right now. There was a donation from Robbie Littlefield. She enjoys the music and local news. And actually, Megan Pasternak, on behalf of Cecilia, who was for you, Mike, for the accordion. So thank you.
And thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty special.